KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 79 degrees. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 a.m. Saturday for most of the listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. An Atlantic man was appointed this week to a task force which will study whether Iowa's public schools should lengthen the school day and make other changes to their calendars. Frank Spillers with Global Horizons and Atlantic was named as one of the 16 individuals appointed by Iowa Department of Education Director Jason Glass Tuesday to the Instructional Time Task Force, which was created by lawmakers as part of their education reform law. The committee will study whether the minimum length of the school day and year should be extended for some students or all students, and whether schools should have a uniform start date. The group will also consider whether summer break should be shortened, with days off spread throughout the year. Glass says time in school should be applied differently to students based on their individual needs, but that adding time should be carefully studied because of its expense. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A proud Iowa father who placed a huge sign on his property to congratulate his seven children for graduating from high school has been ordered to take it down. Clayton Mace of Sioux City erected the 24-foot-wide sign with his children's names and the years they graduated from West High School on the hill behind his house, which is visible from Interstate 29. City officials told Mace the sign violates city zoning laws and he has agreed to remove it. City official Jeff Hansen says code only allows small political signs and those for home-based businesses in residential areas of Sioux City. He says Mace's sign is one of the largest ones they've ever encountered. Mace says he didn't intend to break the law. A small northern Iowa town will unveil a statue honoring a Navy SEAL killed last year in Afghanistan and the loyal dog who touched hearts around the world. A groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled for Saturday at Rockford Fossil and Prairie Park for the bronze statue of John Tumbleson and his dog Hawkeye. Supporters have raised money for the statue, which is already being sculpted and expected to be finished this fall. Tumbleson was one of 30 American soldiers who were killed last August when their helicopter was shot down by insurgents. His dog led family members into Tumbleson's funeral service and laid by his casket during the ceremony. Photos and video of the funeral went viral, a touching moment after one of the deadliest attacks during the decade-long war. Authorities have charged an Iowa boat driver with vehicular homicide for his involvement in a fatal Father's Day crash on the Des Moines River. 46-year-old Tony Sterrett was arrested and booked into the Polk County Jail Wednesday morning. He was being held on $100,000 bond. Sterrett is the brother of 49-year-old Kelly Sterrett, a passenger who was killed in the June 17th crash. Both Tony Sterrett and the driver of the other boat, 54-year-old Stephen Mayo, were previously charged with boating while intoxicated. Authorities say Mayo's blood alcohol level was .129, while Sterrett's was .172. The legal limit for operating a boat in Iowa is .08. The extreme heat isn't the only serious weather hazard Iowans are experiencing this summer or could experience. Fast-moving storms can raise the risk of being hit by lightning. Meteorologist Jeff Johnson with the National Weather Service says there are words to live by when it comes to lightning. When thunder roars, go indoors.
Unlike other severe weather hazards, which you probably won't be impacted by, it's a pretty good chance every summer you're going to have to deal with lightning safety at some point if you're outside.
Bolts of lightning kill an average of 54 people nationwide every year, and if you're outdoors and you hear thunder, he says you're at risk.
There is no safe place outside from lightning hazards, and the remedy to it is to go inside a building, and to qualify, the building has to have either electrical or plumbing, and that's to ground the lightning should it hit the structure.
He says taking refuge in a large motor vehicle like a school bus may protect you.
A hardtop car, not a convertible, offers protection as well. Not the best place for severe weather, but it certainly is for lightning hazards.
At least four people have been killed by lightning strikes nationwide so far this year. Studies find that men are victims of lightning strikes 85% of the time. Time is running out for the group of Iowa factory workers who won the $241 million Powerball jackpot to seek a court order preventing their names from being released to the public. If no petition for an injunction is filed by tomorrow, the Iowa Lottery says it will identify the members of the so-called Shipping 20, the Quaker Oats workers from Cedar Rapids, who say they want to maintain their privacy. Lottery CEO Terry Rich says he didn't have any indication whether court action would occur by tomorrow's deadline. He says that if he doesn't hear from them by Friday morning, he'll identify the winners of the biggest jackpot in Iowa lottery history. Their attorney, Joe Day, hasn't returned phone messages from reporters asking about that possibility. An Iowa State University economist says there's been steady growth in consumer spending during the holidays so far this year. Ron Prescott is a retail and small business specialist in the ISU Department of Economics.
In all the different surveys for the holidays, there's been this uptick in interest and spending by Americans all across the board.
While overall U.S. consumer spending was flat in May, for example, retail spending associated with Mother's Day was up. And that was the case with Easter in April and Father's Day in June as well. Prescott says holiday-related spending is up in all wage groups as well.
I don't see any blips on the screen. I look at the data. It's just a steady increase.
Iowa's economic picture is also improving as the state collected a record amount of taxes in May and in June. State tax revenue grew by 13.6% compared to June of last year. Over the last 12 months, state sales tax revenue has increased by about 5%. Prescott, the ISU economist, said retailers are trying to lure shoppers in with more sales.
People are taking these opportunities, and these are like baby steps for the economy. We're not seeing the big purchase item, but we're certainly seeing the smaller items.
In the past 12 months, overall state tax collections rose 5%, more than double what the experts had predicted. The state's cash reserve and economic emergency fund are completely full as well, and Republicans have already been talking about tax cuts to implement in 2013. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad has been released from a California hospital after choking on food during a ceremony for the rededication of the USS Iowa battleship in Los Angeles. Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht said Wednesday the governor choked on a carrot at some point during the event and vomited. He says the governor was taken to a nearby hospital out of an abundance of caution, went through a series of tests, and was quickly released after everything turned out. He says Branstad is in good spirits, and he says the governor had planned to visit his uncle who lives in the area and watch the fireworks before returning to Iowa today. State transportation officials are continuing to urge drivers to watch out for pavement problems as the high temperatures heat the highways. Officials say pavement blow-ups happen when thermal expansion forces the pavement to buckle and shatter. A blow-up can happen at any time without warning. Officials urge drivers to pay special attention to highways when you're driving during the afternoons when the mercury climbs to 90 degrees or higher. The DOT says many of the blow-ups result in a pothole or with small chunks of concrete on the pavement, and they take time to repair. Finally, in state news, conservation officials are on the lookout for a tiny bug that could do damage to the state's black walnut trees. DNR forestry specialist Tivon Afili says the pest that's causing concern is the walnut twig beetle.
Well, it's a very, very small beetle. It's less than 2 millimeters long, or about 1/16th of an inch long. They kind of congregate together, so they attack the walnut trees all at once. And they carry a fungus with them called Geosmithia that causes a tiny canker on the branches.
A canker is a sunken region under the bark of the tree where the material has been killed off by the fungus. One canker isn't a problem, but the infestation eventually leads to what's called the thousand cankers disease.
There are just thousands of small cankers that show up to the point where there's really no resources that can flow through that tree.
The trees die off within 3 to 5 years. The beetle and cankers have hit trees in Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, and Washington in the 1980s, and was recently confirmed in Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Virginia. Feely says they're putting out the traps to be ready if the bug moves into Iowa.
This is all precautionary measures. We have a pheromone, which is a great news. It's the first time that we've had a pheromone, so we can lure in just the beetles themselves. We have scoured the state so far and found nothing. And we keep moving our traps to different locations each month. So the great news is, so far, we found nothing but native ambrosia beetles.
Feely says if you notice a trap, you should leave it alone so it'll work. He says there's nothing you can do to prevent the beetles from getting on your trees. Not all the walnut twig beetles carry the fungus. Feely says that Iowa has the largest stand of walnut trees in the U.S., He says there's not a big walnut harvesting industry in the state, as most of Iowa's trees are used for lumber. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the number of people seeking unemployment aid is at its lowest level since mid-May, suggesting layoffs are easing and hiring could pick up. The Labor Department's weekly unemployment benefit applications dropped by 14,000 to a seasonally adjusted 374,000. That's the fewest since the week of May the 19th. Applications declined steadily over the winter, coinciding with a burst of hiring, but applications rose in the spring. Retailers are reporting weak sales for June as worries about the economy and jobs are making shoppers pull back on spending. The results raise concerns about Americans' ability to spend for the back-to-school shopping season. Costco reported a gain below Wall Street expectations. Target also missed estimates, posting a modest increase. Teen retailer Wet Seal reported a bigger-than-expected decline. A night of watching the 4th of July fireworks turned tragic on New York's Long Island Sound. A yacht full of fireworks watchers capsized, killing three people and sending 24 others into the water. A Nassau County official says not everyone on board was wearing a life jacket. And Mitt Romney's wife says her husband is thinking about picking a woman as his vice presidential running mate. Ann Romney told CBS News that she thinks the person selected for the number two spot on the Republican ticket should be, quote, someone that obviously can do the job but will be able to carry through with some of the other responsibilities. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And the funeral announcements. Wayne Abbott, age 90, of New Hampton and formerly of the Greenfield areas, died Friday at the Sunrise Cottages in Rochester, Minnesota. Funeral services for Wayne Abbott will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Larry Gene Wagner, age 73, of Oakland and formerly of Griswold and Council Bluffs, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Interment of ashes for Larry Wagner will be held today at 4 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery at Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Susan Simonson, age 62, of Akron, died June 28th. A family visitation for Susan Simonson will be held this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Thomas Sandhorst, age 54, of Marnie, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Tom Sandhorst will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gloria Faye Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Irene Elizabeth Green, age 89, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Green will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret Maxine Nelson, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Graveside services for Margaret Nelson will be held this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Galva Township Cemetery East. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Myrna Hyatt, age 87, formerly of Atlantic, died today at the Loring Hospital in Sac City. Funeral services for Myrna Hyatt are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And David Esbeck, age 73, of Des Moines and formerly of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Services for David Esbeck are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.